Hello, TABC alumni. Parshas Vayira. It's interesting that there's obviously been a lot of storms, natural disasters in recent months. And at the same time, there's also been an explosion of just social issues that have come to the fore and certainly been at times a challenge to orthodoxy and to those who hold Torah views. And I think in some way they are connected. In the beginning of the Parsha, we read about three malachim who come to visit Avram. One, of course, is to heal him, and the other two are, one is to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child, who is that? That's Yitzchak. And the other is to inform them about the destruction of Sodom. And the latter two seem to be, in a way, connected. Yitzchak is ultimately going to be the challenge for Avram to sacrifice him, which is at the end of the Parsha. And this is what I was thinking. How come when it comes to Sodom, Avram davens and challenges Hashem? Of course, we read about the story, you know, asking him if there are 50 tzaddikim, would it be right to destroy the whole city, if the righteous with the wicked? And the whole negotiation that takes place. And then when it comes to the Akedah at the end of the Parsha, not only does he not contest, but he actually jumps to the opportunity. He wakes up early in the morning to do the Akedah. And how come he doesn't protest? How come he doesn't daven with Hashem in that situation? I remember hearing Herschel Schachter years ago make the distinction that two are very different. The first one was a threat, and in a situation where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is threatening to do something, so we daven. If somebody's sick or if there's a pending doom, so it's an opportunity to daven. So what's the purpose of tefillah? The purpose of tefillah, there are many views on it. One, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, the purpose of tefillah is ultimately, lehit palel is reflexive. It's a way of looking back at yourself and to transform yourself. The purpose of davening, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, is to become you. In this situation of the Akedah, it was not a threat, it was a tzivoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a command. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands something, our job is to do it. We're metzuva and we're osa. We're supposed to fulfill those wishes. But the way in which Avram got to the point where he was able to just do the Akedah was because of the second malach Malach who told him about Sodom. When Avram davened, he became Avram. He became the person, the Maman, that he was supposed to be. Recognizing that there's only one person, one being in charge, and it's our obligation, it's our responsibility to fulfill those commands. And you know, through fulfilling those commands, we develop a relationship with him. So I was thinking about relating that back to what's happening these right now. All the storms that take place, terrorist acts, different things that are happening in the world. It's our job to daven. To daven that, you know, the storm shouldn't be as strong, or once it hits, that everybody should be okay. And that's also to change us. The fact that we know about a storm and the fact that we're aware of a situation is an opportunity for us to become who we're supposed to be and to recognize that there's only one person in charge. While in the other situations, in terms of different social issues that arise, so our perception of the reality should be based on, you know, once we've been in situations where we daven and we become who we are, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and he gave us the Torah to follow, then in terms of those social issues, it's our job to look at the Torah for guidance on what's right, even if it sort of challenges our worldview. Our worldview is influenced by our environment. Last week we read about Avram having to leave his environment to become who he's supposed to be. And our environment is extremely influential in changing and altering our perceptions of reality. And our reality should be informed by Torah. And so I believe those are, you know, connection between the malach of telling of the Sodom's destruction and the malach of telling Sarah that she'll have a child ultimately for the Akedah. Have a good Shabbos.